Ribs is having a Christmas barbecue and she can't cook steak.
No, I can't, and I'm too lazy to do the roast, so I need some tips. We've got Cindy from Thaguna on the phone, Dave.
Hey, Cindy, give us your steak cooking tips for Rubes.
Ruby, I was like you, couldn't cook a decent steak. The secret is a really, really hot pan or hot surface in which to cook it, whether it be a barbie or a fry pan or whatever.
The bottom of the HK.
Yep. If you want to spice it up, you know, put a few spices or season it and leave it sit out for a little bit and then throw it on the pan. The least amount of time putting the heat into it, the better the steak will be.
All right.
That's what they
so
say.
You've got to cook it quicker.
And they also reckon that, Cindy, they reckon that you should let it rest for as long as you cook it.
Yep. So
I can never do that.
My biggest successes come with cast iron griddle type pan, so you know you get the nice lines through it and everything.
Oh, okay.
Too.
But when you say let it rest, what are you saying, David?
You just put it on the plate and leave it sit.
Yeah, apparently, put it on the plate, leave it sit, and it sucks the juices back up or something.
Yeah.
But I can never do that though, Cindy. I'm looking at the steak and going, oh,
it smells too good and you want to get into it.
Yeah, give it a year. Just give it a year.
I like eating it hot.
Cook your steak, put it on your plate, Dave.
Yeah.
Then serve up the rest of your meal. Then
yeah, that's
serve
right.
Up
and
everything else with it.
And
so then by the time you put your salad or all your veggies and everything with it, at least it's rested a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Cindy, they are some good cooking steak tips, and I would like to come to your place for a nice steak dinner anytime you want to invite me.
It's not far away.
Good on you, Dahl. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, bye, Cindy. Happy Christmas.
We want your advice for Reeves, how to cook the steak. We've had the marinated steak in the bottom of the fridge overnight. Or for a couple of days. We've had the hot pan. We've had, you make sure that the blood has come up to the surface. Seasoning, salt and pepper is one of those things that you need to know what to do.
Whether not big on salt and pepper.
Well, a lot of people say salt can actually start to cook your meat. It certainly can cook your fish and stuff. So what you need to do is put your seasonings on when it's in the pan. So they reckon rather than doing it before.
All right. We've got Brianna on the phone. Now, Brie, what are your thoughts?
Well, you put it on the fry pan with heaps and heaps of butter, and then when you see the blood coming through, you flip it over.
That's
and it's and then for 2 seconds, 2 minutes, and then it's all, and it's like middle cook in the middle.
Yeah, that's it. Medium when the blood starts to rise up from the top. That's when you want to turn it over and then finish it off.
Put onions and tomato and mushroom and all that, and cheese. And barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce, onion, tomatoes, mushrooms and cheese. That sounds awesome.
I'm a bit hungry now.
That's a nice sauce, Brianna. Well, that's a very good tip, Rubes.
All right.
Okay.
I will all that down,
Brie. When the blood starts coming up to the top. Good on you, Brianna. Thank you, Dahl.
Okay.
All right. Ta-da. Enjoy your steak, sweetie. Thank you very much. That's the
tip. Good on you, Brie.
We love it. Greggy's on the phone. He's got a tip. Greggy, what's your tip for cooking steak?
Well, first of all, get a large flat tray, put it in the bottom of the fridge for about 3 days, fill it up with red wine, the cheaper the better, it doesn't really matter because the actual alcohol evaporates, marinate the meat for about 3 days, and then when you go to the grill, you know, at Master Foods at the shop, you can get the large or the small one, get a large jar of Italian cooking herbs, and literally coat the top of the meat with Italian cooking herbs.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's nice. That's very European.
Oh, I guess that's me, hey?
And then we put it on the barbie grill.
Yeah, well, basically, and try and actually burn. I'm not talking just show the bottle of herbs to the steak for about 5 seconds. Actually make a crust of the herbs on the steak.
Yeah, right, okay. Oh, and it's nice to have something different like that on your steaks too, rather than just, you know, slap it on both sides and on the plate. It's nice to get a little bit gourmet about it too, Greg, isn't it?
And it's easy. I mean, I've even seen Blom do it.
Oh, now, Greggy, now, come on, mate.